In the Diamond Sutra, the Buddha is recorded as saying in chapter 18, past mind is ungraspable, present mind is ungraspable, future mind is ungraspable. That's why the Buddha calls it mind. Ungraspable, unholdable. There's different translations of the Sanskrit or of the Chinese. But what is important for us is to see how much we believe, hold on to so-called past mind, so-called present mind, so-called future mind. Not for any theoretical or abstract reason, but because of what and how we make trouble for ourselves and others with this. Mind is body-mind. Mind isn't anything other than all the processes that we believe ourselves to be. Thoughts, feelings, sensations, all the ways that, if I say it in simple terms, the stories that get in the way of living this moment as is. The stories about back there, he said, she said, I did, I didn't do. What's going to be there in the future? Even what is right now? What does this mean? If he is getting that and I'm not getting it right now. This isn't what I want. This is what I want. I'm so lucky. Past mind is ungraspable. Past mind body is ungraspable. Future mind body ungraspable. Despite our stories about it and how wonderful it's going to be or how terrible it's going to be, present mind body is ungraspable. And yet, the whole of our practice is experiencing right here, right now, or if we say it differently, appreciating. Appreciating is experiencing. Grasping becomes the story that we make and the judgment that we add on. The story we make about so-called ourselves or about so-called others and what they do or don't do, should or shouldn't, did to me, didn't do to me, will do. Mean what that means. If in our daily life, much less in our sitting, we notice, we hear something, we see something, we think about something, and right away we grasp it with our judgment about it, that much we miss the experiencing even right now of a thought coming and going. The breathing right now of the clouds of our life. Past mind is ungraspable. Present mind is ungraspable. Future mind, mind meaning the whole of our life, ungraspable. Can't hold on to it. Different ways that it's translated, and some of those ways that it's translated are useful to clarify what we say. For instance, some people translate it impossible to retain past mind, impossible to hold on to present mind, impossible to grasp future mind, so that we say it in different ways. Some of you might remember there's even a case in the Mumonkan where a famous scholar of the Diamond Sutra went to South Ryutan in order to argue with these Zen practitioners. And on the way there, he met an old woman, and he had all these sutras in a backpack of some sort. You could actually see Chinese scrolls and pictures and carvings of people, monks carrying their sutras. So the old woman asked him, "Oh, what is it you've got in your backpack?" He says, "Oh, I'm a famous scholar on the Diamond Sutra, Kongo Diamond Sutra." That's the Japanese way of pronouncing the Chinese character. Oh, the woman said, "Oh, very good." And she had a stand of, she would sell certain kinds of cakes. And he says, "In that Diamond Sutra, doesn't it say something about past mind is ungraspable, present mind is ungraspable, future mind is ungraspable?" And he said, "Oh, yes, that's wonderful." She says, "Well, this cake that I sell here, it's called lighting up or pointing to mind. Which mind are you going to grasp this cake with?" And he didn't know what to say. She says, "Well, I won't give you a cake then." He went on and eventually met Zen master. We'll leave that case in the Mumonkan for another time for you to talk, reflect on, practice with. It's famous Ryutan. No, it's not Ryutan's his teacher. So it's case number 28 in the Mumonkan. Case number 28, indeed. It's about Toksan, is his name, the famous master. He became a wonderful Zen master. What mind do we grasp this moment with? What are we grasping? What are we doing with our so-called mind, body, that is hindering and blinding us from taking the cake of this moment that's offered to us by life? Listening to what this person says to me, responding to what's offered by that person, seeing the weather as it is right now, hearing the story, digging in the weeds to prepare the garden plot. As soon as we have a story, we miss the experiencing right now. Missing the experiencing, we respond often out of our story about grasping about the plans for the future and judgments about the past and intentions about I'm going to accomplish this now or all sorts of other things. If we can't say thanks for everything right now, if we have complaints that much, we're adding on what the Buddha says you can't. Past mind ungraspable, present mind ungraspable, future mind ungraspable, future body mind, present body mind, past body mind. And yet there's experiencing right here, right now, which is our opportunity. And it's our practice effort when necessary to notice where our grasping to past, future, present judgment hinders the experiencing right now. That's the caught and self-centered dream, which only results in difficulties, only results in missing this life. So you're not going to get the cake that the universe offers you to refresh you right here, right now, unless you do what's called for, to notice past mind, past stories, future stories, plans, present judgment. Thank you.